This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Good afternoon at 12 o'clock. I'm Peter Schwartz. This report is sponsored by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real life. Looking for great gifts that won't break the bank? My favorite brand, Flag and Anthem, has you covered. Flannels, jackets, sweaters for him, for her, you name it. Flag and Anthem has it, and for a great price, too. Head over to flagandanthem.com and use code WFAN to get 25% off your order. Flag and Anthem, premium clothes without the premium price tag. We start with baseball news. Not the signing Yankee fans are really waiting to hear, but they do reportedly re-sign reliever Tommy Kahnle to a two-year deal worth $11.5 million. Meanwhile, Mets closer Edwin Diaz has been named the National League Reliever of the Year. The American League Reliever of the Year is Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase. NBA Knicks and Nets are off. College basketball, the Jimmy V Classic at the Garden tonight. 7 o'clock tip for number 17, Illinois, and number 2, Texas. Then at 9:30, Iowa, and number 15, Duke. From football, the Giants nominate running back Saquon Barkley for Walter Payton Man of the Year. Defensive lineman Solomon Thomas is the Jets nominee. On the ice, Devils host the Blackhawks tonight. The Islanders entertain the Blues at the World Cup round of 16. They're in extra time. Morocco and Spain are scoreless. This report sponsored by Edison Heating and Cooling. You definitely don't want heating systems to fail this winter. Call Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts for over 35 years. Have them check your heating system now before it breaks. Go to EdisonHVAC.com. That's EdisonHVAC.com. And that's what's happening with Sports Flashes at the top of the hour. I'm Peter Schwartz.
I'm going all in. All right, all in. What's happening? Hey, every Monday, win $500 from Boost Mobile for going all in at noon here on Tiki and Tierney. Every Monday, we give you a chance to win that money. Now, you have to call us. You have to get on the air on a Monday at 866-337-6666 during all in, and you'll get registered to win $500 from our friends at Boost Mobile. Then at the end of the segment, we'll pick one of the callers to win. Is that simple. So give us a buzz, get on the air, and you're registered. Hopefully you win. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. This holiday season, switch to Boost Mobile and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G smartphone. Boost Mobile, unleash your power. Teak, all in. What do you got?
All in on this Yankees team. Kind of not getting it, not reading the room about all of the signings that have started to happen, and they're worried about signing Brian Cashman to another four-year deal that's going to keep him here for 29 total years of his professional career, which, I mean, look, he deserves it, I guess, in a sense, but can we talk about Aaron Judge? Can we have some momentum on Aaron Judge? Can we put what's important first, and that's signing the superstar who had 62 home runs and was the catalyst and the captain, even though it was honorary because he didn't really put the C on his chest yet, of this Yankees squad? The priority for the Yankees needs to be Aaron Judge, and it's not. It's keeping the status quo and keeping this team playoff ready, but not championship ready with the biggest superstar that they've seen in a lot of years. So I guess congratulations to Brian Cashman. He has a job forever. But can we care about Aaron Judge, which is the guy who really matters?
877-337-6666. Good job on that, Teak. Inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get The guarantee lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am all in on my confidence fading with Judge getting done here. It's not gone, but the odds in my mind are dropping. I mean, how do I not react to this? So many of you probably saw this. Aaron Judge was named the Time 2022 Athlete of the Year. Mm-hmm. All right? And they polled within the article, and I was able to scour through most of it. Not the whole thing, though. But they polled a high school prediction from Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay. He said, in 10 years, I'll be married to Sam. That's
yes,
his woman.
His wife.
And playing for the San Francisco Giants.
No, he didn't.
End quote. Yeah.
What year was this?
That was his senior high school.
And he had already been, he had not been drafted yet. He was drafted
Well, no, he was drafted out of high school very late.
Yeah,
and he didn't sign. Then he went to Fresno.
But,
then he was drafted
point
first
is,
round.
Had he been drafted at that point?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well,
I don't think so. All I know is
I don't think he has either. But
I've got more. Here's where you and I really differ. If we wanted to boil it down to one difference, because anybody could sit here and say, "Well, he's coming. He's not. He's coming." We'll find out when he does or he doesn't, mm-hmm. right? And then we'll react to it. But I have supreme confidence, and you don't have that much, that the Yankees will go the extra mile mm-hmm. and make that offer worthy.
They just haven't
I believe
done it.
With everything that they will.
They just haven't. We haven't shown that they're going to do it. And
they haven't had Judge come across their
true,
desk ever.
True, but they had a chance before not, they yeah. before he hit free agency.
But it wasn't Judge now. The 62 home runs added so much to the mythical The
but
legacy,
didn't you know?
So I did, standing.
I remember there was a show we did middle of the season, and it was just like you. When you see a star, you know it,
mm-hmm.
right? You just know it. And LeBron James, you just knew it, right? It's just, I'm trying to think of like Patrick Mahomes. You just knew it.
Yeah, sure.
Bryce Harper, you just knew it. You knew it with Aaron Judge, really from the very beginning. And the only question was, well, is this health thing an issue? And we've talked about this ad nauseum, and so much of it is circumstantial that it's hard for me to say, oh, he's injury prone. I know people like to throw that out there, but it's nonsense. And so the only thing that keeps him from being a Yankee is you don't show him superstar respect. And the Yankees haven't done it. They haven't ever done it, right? And so why am I convinced that they're going to do it now? I just can't. You have shown
me. Because now they have no other option.
Yeah, but now they don't have control.
Well, I know they don't know, but they do have control over what they offer. I'm not saying they control if he stays. I'm saying that I believe that they will control
and I do believe
favorably.
That they got an offer.
Yeah.
And it was woefully under market.
Mm-hmm.
What his market should
you
be.
You meaning in the last month or so, not obviously yes, going back to the 213
no,
on
forget,
opening day.
Forget
way past
forget that.
That
insulting
yeah, no,
fair
I believe
offer.
That first of all, I know that they've exchanged numbers.
Yes. And so but we haven't heard anything since then.
That's fine. I don't need leaks. Just do business the old-fashioned way. Get it done. I don't need any moles and tweets. Ooh, they're here. Ooh, the rumors are there. Just get the damn done. Get it done. I don't care.
I would love. I want to see it happen. I think it will happen, but I'm not confident that it will.
Well, then you don't think it's going to happen. If you don't think it's confident it's going to happen, you don't think it's going to happen.
I'm not confident.
Okay, well then. Okay, so that's.
I'm not confident. Even though I wanted to
I'm not incredibly
happen.
Confident either anymore.
How can you be?
Well, I think I'm a little more confident in you because of my conviction in the Yankees, too. Despite the complaints we've had for 10 years or so now, you know, not always going the extra mile, mm-hmm. kind of shortchanging spots on the roster. We all know that. We don't need to regurgitate chapter and verse. What annoys us about the most recent iterations of these Yankees. I just think that this is unique. And I think that they'll look in the mirror, and hopefully not before it's too late, and remember, oh, yeah, we are the Yankees. They're coming with the money. That's when Hal says, yo, let's go. Let's go.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, I don't know if he's going to sign
it, though. I'll give
him
credit. Look, when it happens, I'll give him credit. I don't still think it's going to happen.
Let's get Jack in Howell, New Jersey. Jack, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Jack, what's up, dude?
Hit the road, Jack. He was hanging for a while, so I was going to give him a little more time there. How about Frank in Monroe Township? Frankie.
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing today?
What's up, Frank?
What's up, buddy?
I got to tell you, the Caposado Moscato is on ice. I do believe Alicia Keys is warming up for the for the press conference. I believe in the end, the Yankees will sign him for 9 years, probably about 42.5.
And
sounds
about right.
The reason why I'm thinking this is because Hal made a statement very recently, and it was reiterated on another news show that Hal said this is very personal to me and my family.
Okay,
we want him on our team, and I think that says it all.
I hope so. By the way, you hit me with Alicia Keys. I love that girl.
You love her.
I love her.
I met her at the Fresh Air Fund event, and I introduced her. She's like, dude, I'm in love with you.
Is that
you.
The one, by the way? Is that the one?
She's the one.
Yeah, a little side deal with the wifey.
She's the one.
Gotcha. I got to update mine. I'm still hanging on Jennifer Aniston for some reason. I got to update a little bit. I'm gonna modernize that a little. I mean, she still looks good, but you know, it's not Friends from 15 years ago. Let's get, how about Joe on Long Island? Joe, what's going on, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good, man.
Hey, buddy.
Great show. I've been trying to get on. I just want you guys to know first that you're the toughest show to get on, and I've got on everyone from Mike and the Mad Dog to everybody else, and that's a good thing. I guess.
Thank you, Joe. Well, you know what it is? We encourage people to call, and we have a conversation with them, so people want to come and talk.
Yeah.
We are the water cooler.
I wanted to meet you out in Green Bay. I was going to Green Bay, and that's how long I've been trying to get on.
Well, what happened? Joe, did you actually make the trip?
I made the trip, and I was trying to get, say, hey, when can we meet out there? Are you having a party?
All I did was party. I was all over. I was all over, man. Too bad we didn't bump into each other. I was at the game. I was at
a couple
of restaurants. Tailgates.
Great experience.
That was awesome.
I tell you, I disagree with Tiki on the disrespect that the Yankees. There's not a general manager in the beginning of the year that would have offered – a lot more than what they offered. And I think they made a fair offer, and a lot of people thought it was a fair offer.
But he's not a fair player. A fair offer is great. I love that word. People say, and that's what they're saying. But think about all of the stars who have signed huge deals, either elsewhere or with the teams that they were with. You're like, holy, he signed for what?
Even Trey Turner.
Mookie Betts. Trey Turner.
Like,
what in the hell? 11 years?
11.
$300 million for Trey Turner? Come on. Think about that. Just think about the reaction from Bryce Harper and Trout. Like, all these guys. And then you give Aaron Judge an offer, your best offer, and it's like, okay, that's fair. That's BS, man. I mean, come on. This is Aaron Judge we're talking about. So that's my point. That's why I can't get over that emotion. And by the way, I know it was Aaron Judge's as well. And after they released it, that's where the disrespect came from, because he got booed. We cannot forget.
We were there.
That Yankees fans booed him only. It's not like he was 0-for-5. Only because Brian Cashman released the offer,
and we felt slighted because he didn't sign it.
It was just nonsense.
To be fair, the boos weren't heavy, but they were audible.
Dude,
they were audible. We heard them.
It was mismanagement 101. Yeah. Period. Period. Okay. And so that's when I say disrespect, that's what I'm talking about. Forget the money. Okay. I'm talking about how they've treated him. That's what I'm talking about.
I'll agree with you on that. And the other thing is, you know what? Negotiating last time I checked, when I negotiate something, it's private.
Yes.
So we have to just be patient and.
Yeah, but, we're sports talk radio, Joe. We can't have it patient.
We got to make it public.
We can't be patient, Joe. You're right. You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
Patience?
We can't be patient.
Prudence? What's that? Talk radio.
One day we're going to wake up and it's going to be like, oh, it's over. Judge is signed. Wherever he ends up signing. And it's going to be like, oh, wow, we didn't even know.
Kind of like the Verlander thing, by the way, which was sprung up on us real quick. Thanks for the call there, Joe.
That Verlander thing happened fast.
It was fast. I'll say this about Teague. Now, I didn't necessarily agree with it in real time on opening day, but I was sitting right next to my partner at the Hard Rock when this came out. Now, keep in mind, Teague was also not influenced by or skewed by this record-breaking season by Aaron Judge. He said on opening, and again, I didn't fully agree with what he was saying, but he ultimately is kind of proven right. He said opening day, it's an embarrassing offer. You said it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know. It seems kind of fair to me. He's been banged up a little bit, and all the reasons that I chronicled, he's 30, blah, blah, blah. You ultimately are right. It is going to be closer to 400 than 300. I believe that.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. 877-337-6666. Teak and Tierney here on The Fan. Don't shoot the messenger. Just passing this along. I just saw a tweet before from John Heyman. The Mets will consider, God, I wish Hoff was here for this, Kevin Kiermaier.
Huh?
If they're unable to re-sign Brandon Nimmo, there is no way that can happen. I mean, at that point, you got to go Benintendi. You got to, I mean, Kevin Kiermaier's got an OPS of 715. He's barely ever on base. He's a hell of a fielder, but geez. I mean, that could also be, well, let's put this out there to keep Benintendi's price a little lower. It's all, who knows what's posturing, what's real, but I mean, if the Mets walk away with Kiermaier and, like, not another significant offensive upgrade, yikes.
Yeah.
That just cannot happen. Cannot, just trust me, that cannot happen.
It's just the replacement value is not even close.
Oh, it's not even close. Joe's on Staten Island. Joe is on The Fan. What's up, Joe?
Fellas, how we doing today?
Good, Joe. How you doing?
I called you guys last week. I wanted a blank check for Aaron Judge, but I'm getting a little worried now.
Yeah, you have to be.
Can I just say something? Do they read the room? Verlander to the Mets yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Turner to the Phillies. And then we got to see Brian Cashman signs himself to 4 more years.
Yeah.
Come on, read the room.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Get the deal done. Stop making us worry. Why'd you got to go to San Fran? There's nothing there.
They're not a good team right now either. You're right.
You look at that lineup. He's playing with minor leaguers.
But maybe
it's not a good hitter's ballpark.
No, maybe that's why San Francisco needs him, though.
I could see why they would want him.
Yeah, of course.
And then I thought about it. Yeah, he's going to get up in age. He's going to get 9 to 10 years. He's going to play right field. That's a big right field.
Triple's alley.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is.
And I got another thing to tell you guys. I want to know your opinion.
Good.
Volpe's got to be in the major leagues this year. We can't keep waiting. We can't keep saying, oh, he's the number one prospect.
Yeah.
The problem,
Joe, is Peraza might be the better fielder. And so if you believe that you want the bat, and I think that's – I don't know. I mean, it depends on if you sign Judge. It just changes the calculus. If you sign Judge, you're maybe not as desperate because Stanton, as long as he's healthy. You have some sticks, Rizzo as well. But if you don't sign Judge, you definitely need another – bad.
Yeah, well, for sure. But
so
I look at it the other way. I think if you sign Judge, it's more likely that somebody like Volpe starts on opening day because there's real protection.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess so. That makes sense.
You know, somebody
but
Judge.
But without Judge, you lose so many RBIs and you lose so much, you know, power.
No, it's no question. I you know, it's
and Peraza's not a power hitter. I mean, he can hit him, but he's not.
Yeah.
We don't expect him to turn into an elite hitter.
Teague, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, we've had so many different variations of, and you can literally go around, outside of first base now, right? I could even make a case that they should make a move for Murphy, the kid from the A's, the catcher. So, but, you know, whatever. We won't even attack catcher right now. But I can make the case they could deal to Torres. They might deal Torres. I can make the case for two or three different people at shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
I can make the case for two or three different people at third base.
Mm-hmm.
I can make the case for multiple people in left field. Who the heck knows what happens in right field outside of, you know, if Judge is back, it's his, and Bader's going to be in center, you would imagine. But, I mean, there's just so many unknowns.
There's a lot of variables, and that's not even looking at the staff, which they need to upgrade a little bit, not a ton.
Yeah, I mean, Rodon's got to be the guy.
Yeah.
You can't whiff on him, that's for sure.
There are a lot of question marks for Brian Cashman. Seriously, there are. I mean, it starts with Judge, but other than Judge, there are a lot of question marks.
Okay, and why are there – let's – why are there a lot of question marks for Brian Cashman?
Because the guy,
he created a lot of questions.
And the guys he brought in just didn't work out.
Yep. It's a big part of it. Now, you know, I would have to think that he was solely responsible. He was the driving force with the Donaldson IKF thing. Didn't work out. Give him credit. He found Trevino. You know, he acquired Gleyber a couple of years ago. You know, you made the move for Rizzo. But then it's like offset with the Hicks stuff and, oh, God, it's just the 4 years drives me nuts.
I know.
It's I won't say it's insulting because that is unfair to Cashman. He has done a decent job. He's actually done a good job.
Look, they're always going to win 98, maybe 95-plus games every single year.
Now, unless Judge leaves. That's not a lock this year.
Well, unless.
That's for damn sure.
Unless he pulls, you know, rabbits out of the hat and creates it.
Yeah, but even let me ask you this. Even let's just say I know we hit this like at 10 o'clock or so, but let's say at a different layer too. Let's just say the Judge goes, right? Let's say San Francisco. and they add Rodon, and they give him the $30 million a year over six, 180, boom. He's slotted behind Gerrit Cole, and then you have Nasty, et cetera. Do you really think he's going out and paying for shortstop? He's not getting Correa.
No, but
he's not going to do it. He's not getting Swanson.
But theoretically,
I don't want
but
Nimmo.
He doesn't need to.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Because of the farm system, right?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully these guys are good.
Yeah, and that's like it's a risk. It just creates it heightens the level of risk of success because then you're relying on guys, the commodities that you don't know are actually going to work out. These young players.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I think that's a big part of it. I'm not even going to say that I think that they will. I've been burned too many times. I'm going to just say I hope that they do. I hope that they do. But, like, now that Trey Turner's off the board, there's not a power move, in my opinion, all right, that can ease the sting
of losing
of the
Judge.
Yankees whiffing on Judge. Because what that duo would have been Turner and Bogarts. And then you can really, from a rational baseball point of view, say they'll probably be better. You know, if it's Bogarts and Benintendi, the Turner thing is really to me. I'm getting pissed right now. Is what's happening?
Because it happened.
I'm getting annoyed.
It happened. Well, we kind of knew.
Why did they not talk with Trey Turner?
I know. We kind of knew that Philly was the destination. But that doesn't mean that you can't take your shot. But I think with the Yankees, they could not have taken that shot before they signed Aaron Judge. You know, Aaron Judge's non-contract is holding up anything the Yankees could have done in that regard. I'm not talking about, you know,
pitching
or Benintendi or any of those smaller. I won't say them small, but smaller pieces.
Yeah.
They could do those things. They could go sign Andrew Benintendi right now.
Mm-hmm.
They could not have signed
Trey
Turner. Because they're not going to spend the money.
Oh, okay. So then it's not that they couldn't. It's that they elect not to.
Yes.
We have to phrase that the right way.
They're not going to sign.
But we have to phrase it the right way. It's not that they can't. Yeah, it's that they elect not to.
They're not going to sign Trey Turner for, you know, $300 million. Let's say if they even got him for $250 and then turn around and sign Judge for $380
or whatever. You're probably right, but let's use the right word. Not that they can't.
They won't.
They won't.
They won't. And so until Judge is finalized, either here or elsewhere, the Yankees aren't going to go after these big fish. And right now, the big fish are shrinking.
No, some have already been holed on the boat.
Right. They're not there.
Cut up on the dock. Chris is in Belleville. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
all's good, man.
So let me preface this by saying I'm an Aaron Judge fan. I'm waiting patiently and hoping that Aaron Judge re-signs with us, right? But here's the thing. Let's say next week, the week after, Judge agrees to a deal. They're going to have the big press conference. They're going to name him captain. Maybe Jeter's there. There's going to be Captain Judge merchandise. We're all going to be pumped. We're all going to be excited as Yankee fans. But when the smoke clears, we're going to have the same team that we had that got embarrassed by the Astros. And probably not have Judge duplicate what he did this past year.
No, hold on. Now, Chris, let me hit you with something here. I hear you. It's not a completely wacky thought, but let me at least parse it this way. Number one,
a lot of the appeal about the Yankees moving forward are the kids. Mm-hmm. And until they prove not to be the answers, let's hold out hope that they are. Okay, number one. Number two, I still think the Yankees are getting Rodon with Judge.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We get the Judge thing done, and that's going to be a whole lot of money that they got to throw at him. Where, not that we're over, we're looking past because it hasn't happened yet, but where do we get better from the same exact team that we were at this year?
Well, first of all, you have a better starting staff, number one, and I am of the mindset, and Tiki does not agree with this, and we'll see, but I think that there's a real good chance that they bring in Judge, Rodon, mm-hmm. and either Benintendi or Nimmo, and I certainly prefer Benintendi.
I believe that's what they're trying to do. And you get one of the kids to really we know Cabrera is going to be fine because he was fine at the end of last year.
He'll be a super sub.
Exactly.
You have the best defensive outfield in baseball, left to right, Benintendi, Bader, and Judge.
And you get one of those other kids to really play. You kind of, it feels different, even though it's not like very different, but it will feel different.
Yes. It's not Trey Turner different.
No.
But it's another 90-plus win team, and, mm-hmm. you know, I guess you take another swing at the Astros. And then we get swept in a meager manner, and our tails between our legs, and we go back and we start yelling like we always do every October.
I think that's the difference is no matter what happens, is it enough to equal the Astros? And the answer is probably no on paper. And so it's going to take some heroics. It's going to take some Giancarlo Stanton bombs. It's going to be Aaron Judge having a postseason that makes him legendary.
That doesn't excite me, Stanton bombs.
I know, but it's necessary.
Fun, but man, he just.
But it's necessary, right? And so they're not going to be, no matter what they do. Let's just be frank. No matter what they do, they're not going to be better on paper than the Astros.
I would probably agree with that. I would definitely agree with that.
Something else is going to have to differentiate and get them. Maybe it's even luck, right?
And what if Judge only hits 41 home runs mm-hmm. and only has a really good season instead of an epic season?
You know what?
I wouldn't mind if
Aaron Judge plays 135 games. Yeah. I wouldn't be upset about it.
A little fresh for October.
I wouldn't be upset about it.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but I can't directly attribute his bad October to exhaustion.
No, me either.
It might be. I don't even know if
it was physical exhaustion. The mental chase for 62 was like real, man.
Yeah.
Like,
Yankees ran him into the ground.
Yeah.
They did. Let's face it. You got to keep writing his name in the lineup. I can't begrudge the Yankees. You had to chase.
You're
staring at history.
You had to.
You got to look it down. You have to go and get it. You know? All right, coming up, T, we've got guy thing, not a guy thing. We are scouring. I think we're going to get some news today or tomorrow. It's my prediction on Judge. Hopefully he's staying. I think we get it the next day or so for sure as the winter meetings wrap up in San Diego tomorrow. We'll get back to the calls. Guy thing, not a guy thing. As I said, we got you till 2. That is Carter Roberts coming up after us. All right, Tiki and Tierney back on the fan. So, you know, I referenced his article with Aaron Judge in time. He was named the athlete of the year, right? And how about this quote as he looks back on Brian Cashman's decision to publicly disclose the team's contract offer to Judge,
mm-hmm.
all right? Quote, we kind of said to each other, hey, let's keep this between us, Judge told Time. I was a little upset that the numbers came out. I understand it's a negotiation tactic. Put pressure on me. Turn the fans against me. Turn the media on me.
Mm-hmm.
But that part of it, I didn't like.
Yeah, and so people want to say, he did the right thing. No, he didn't. Cashman screwed up, and he knows it. If Aaron Judge is saying that, and he is not a verbose, emotional person at all.
No, not at all.
He is the most guarded superstar in maybe New York City. And I guess Judge, Jeter was as well.
DeGrom was kind of like that, too, but I got you. He's up there. He doesn't say much.
He doesn't say anything.
He's a pro's pro.
So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, it is. And so is this, too. So, you know, there were the break. I don't know who had it about an hour or so ago. You know, the Padres actually had a bigger offer to Trey Turner.
Which is
if you can imagine that.
That's interesting.
So, you know, last thing I want to do is hit you with numbers, but I find this interesting. I think you guys will as well. So, the $300 million 11-year offer that Turner signed with Philly, based on the reports, the Padres had a bigger number on the table. All right. Now, the Yankees are worth –
in the latest valuation here, this is when Forbes, at the start of the season, worth $6 billion, number one, all right? They're up 14% from the previous year, positively. Mm-hmm. Their operating loss is about $40 billion. They're number one. The Padres are 17th. Now, again, the Yankees are worth $6 billion. The Padres are worth $1.5 billion. They're up 5%. Yankees are up 14%. And operating loss nearly the same. San Diego, 32. Yankees at 40. Last year, Yankees had the number three payroll. San Diego, number five. So can you explain to me in simple terms how San Diego has all these resources to hand out $300 million deals like it's going out of style?
I don't. Well,
and the Yankees are holding on to nickels for Aaron Judge.
Well, ultimately, it comes down to the owner's willingness to overspend, that is, get into the tax, and what happens to that money. And we had this conversation a little bit at the beginning of last year about the Yankees and why they don't want to do that, because there are teams and their division, like the Orioles, like the Tampa Rays, who benefit when the Yankees go over the tax threshold. Whereas I think in the West, because so many teams spend money, if you go over the tax threshold, you're not disproportionately aiding, you know, the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why San Diego has started to say, you know what? The Dodgers are going to spend money, and the Giants, theoretically, are going to spend money. You know what? We're going to spend money.
The Rockies gave Chris Bryant 7 years, whatever the hell it was.
And the Rockies are the same way. So people, like the West, they spend money.
Yeah.
So going over the tax threshold, it doesn't
arm their enemies with more weapons.
Yes.
Okay, understood.
So as long as you have an owner.
But what big free agents are the Rays signing because of the Yankees going at nothing?
Nobody.
You know what? They dispersed that throughout the minor leagues.
And
what do
they
really do with it?
By the way, BT, that's why it's a flawed thought process that the Yankees are holding on to. And we know this because they said it explicitly. Like, well, why would we want to help the Rays? Why would we want to help the Orioles? You're not. You're right. They're not. It's not enough money for them to go sign, I don't know, Xander Bogaerts, right? So, I don't know. It's frustrating, to be honest with you.
It is a little bit. All right, Manny, are you ready for your star and role today, stepping in for the Hoffage?
I'd say so, yeah.
Let's go. All right, Manny, take it away, brother.
Guys, I need you to settle something from the group chat.
Yes.
Because we were divided. Some were saying that it was, in fact, a guy thing. Some were saying that it wasn't a guy thing.
Okay, so it was fun.
We were trying to make some plans to go watch Mexico play Saudi Arabia. I know you're very passionate about this, BT.
Back to the soccer.
Okay. Some of my friends wanted to go to the bar.
Okay.
Others wanted to stay at home and watch it. So I ask you, guy thing, not a guy thing, staying at home and watching a big game.
Let me answer this one first.
Sure, go ahead.
Because but I need a little context here.
Staying at, age matters. And
well, age always matters because you have less responsibility for sure. But also, are the people on the group text, are they from Mexico? Are they from Saudi? Like, if it's just to go and watch the World Cup, then I would say bar. If it's to watch your team, where you need to process it more intimately and not be disrupted by some knucklehead drunk who doesn't know about the game or care, then I might have to watch it at the crib.
We have a handful of Mexicans in that group chat, and we also have just a bunch of other Latin Americans.
Then I'm going to say, when it comes to that, this stage, that team, I'm going to say guy thing. I think I've got to lock myself up in seclusion and watch this thing without getting bothered.
Hell no.
That's me.
Go to the bar, dude. Celebrate with your fellow countrymen. Those that have the same heritage, same love of your sport. And if you're Moroccan, celebrate Bono.
Yeah, how about that? Morocco just defeated Spain, huh, Teek?
He did.
You know how pumped Youssef is right now? He's from Morocco.
I know.
I love Youssef.
No goals and his penalty kicks again.
Yeah,
none. He blocked all three.
He didn't block one, hit the post.
It doesn't matter.
He didn't block it, hit the post.
Hey, Spain just kind of disrespected Morocco in the way that they felt that they should be taking PKs. But shall we move on?
Yeah, BT, you were watching.
Great job by Morocco.
You were watching this time?
Yeah.
You were watching.
Well, because I was in a commercial break. Yes, it wasn't interfering with my job.
Riveting stuff, isn't it?
What do you have, Manny?
All right, so my girlfriend sent me a reaction video. Essentially, I was watching a video of a person watching a video. And in the first video, it was a man who, there was a picture and he saw, there was a picture and there were three urinals.
Three urinals.
Yes. Okay. And the one on the far left was used. The man in the video said, oh, this is easy. You have to take the urinal on the far right.
Yeah, get a little space.
The woman was in complete shock that this is a thing that we have to do. My girlfriend was also in a complete shock.
Really?
That this is guy thing, not a guy thing, knowing proper urinal etiquette.
100% a guy thing.
Yeah, man.
And if there's a stall, go in the stall. If it's three and, it's, and there's one of them's taken, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And go in the stall. You have to know urinal etiquette.
You got
100%.
To. Unless you're me and you get the unfortunate situation where Dennis Rodman unzips his pants and takes a leak next to you back in the day like he did at some Las Vegas club in 2000 and his feather, the I told you the story.
The boa.
The boa is hanging into my urinal. I mean, come on, it's Dennis Rodman. I don't want to get too explicit here, but it's like you can't help but see what's kind of dangling next to you. I'm like, geez, if there was ever where I wish there was more space in the urinal, it's now. I've never felt so inferior in my life. Jesus. Yeah. Find the open space, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, find the open man in hoops. Find the open urinal.
Yes.
Give me a little room.
Now, I challenge you guys.
And if there's only the middle seat left, just go out and go to the next one.
I challenge you guys to go to your significant others tonight, pull up a picture of that situation, and say, what do you do?
Now, but here's the thing. Who took the picture? Like, why would anybody take a picture of that?
I think it was just one of the generic photos.
Okay.
Google.
Yeah.
You know, the internet.
That's true. Yeah, find a little space.
All righty.
Stretch out.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but I always find myself in a situation where if I'm shopping with my girlfriend, we're going to the mall, I don't look at anything else. I scan the area immediately, and I look for a couch to sit my big old behind down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Guy thing,
and then you look at the other girls.
Twitter. Jeff Passan.
Come on, man. Tell him. Tell him what's going on. He's not married yet. He could say
a little soccer on the phone.
Everybody looks.
Is that what they call it nowadays, TV?
Yes.
A little soccer on the phone. Guy thing, not a guy thing, sitting down as soon as you get to a department store.
I haven't gone shopping with my wife, and I can't remember the last time.
Oh, you lucky dog.
No, so I'm not going shopping.
Yeah, that's a guy thing.
We're too busy.
Yeah.
Practice.
That is a guy thing, though.
Work.
Before I had kids, that's what I would do.
Yeah, no, before kids.
100%. Guy, 100% a guy thing.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, making a noise when you get off of that couch.
Oh, yes. That is called the grunt groan. That is like, it's the siren that alerts people that I'm,
I just kind of don't want to do this right now.
Getting everything going.
I want to get out of bed every morning. You. I'm in pain because of you. I had to sit down on this couch because of you. Thanks, honey. I hope you found what you're looking for.
When was the last time you went shopping with Tracy?
A long time.
Yeah.
A really long time ago.
Ugh.
Over under 5 years?
Over.
Wow.
Yeah, me too.
Over.
Wow. Like,
definitely.
Unless it was like something like a couch for us or TV. Nah, not even.
She's out looking for pants. She's looking for blouses. You have nothing.
Dude, stop. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You got a lot to
even
learn
going
there, young man.
I know.
You're not even, yeah, dude.
By the way, how many years are you dating this lady?
Two and a half, almost 3 years now.
So you got to get a ring soon. You got to get a ring or you got to bounce. What are you doing?
Spike, David, I need a raise.
Leave the business. That's not happening.
A couple more hours.
Yeah, I know. But are you kind of leaning that way?
Hey, you know, she's cool.
And she's listening, so.
Yeah, well, not really, because she's not from the area. She's from Philly. So that always stinks.
I got a guy,
like,
though.
This weekend is going to stay.
I can't get you a raise, but I got you a guy.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I got a guy.
No doubt.
I'll get you a little discount there.
No doubt. I very much appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she will as well.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Last thing that I have.
Yes.
Earlier today, we were talking about people who didn't have a contract. How about going on to SportTrack, going on to one of these contract websites that give out all the information, fire up the trade machine, and play GM? Is that a guy thing or is that not a guy thing?
I see it all the time. I don't do it at all. I remember when it first came out. So I'm going to say, for me, not a guy thing.
Hmm.
I get why there's value to it. I get it. The different machinations. Well, you substitute this guy and this salary, especially in salary cap sports. No. I remember when ESPN first came out with the ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about like 2004. I was on it all the time because I was just trying to get rid of like Marbury and all these ridiculous contracts. I'm like, how can I get rid of these scrubs? Not that Marbury was a scrub, but you know, like the Eddie Curry deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I get out of the Stevie Francis deal? How do I save the Knicks? Other than that, no.
I'm going to say it is a guy thing because it gives you understanding and gives you more ammunition on why you should be upset with your team. Because you can understand it a little bit more.
Well, that's true. Right? It does arm you with some power.
It does.
That's true.
That's what I use it for, right? I'm not playing GM, But I just need to understand what the limitations are. And really, because we talk about baseball so much with contracts, we rarely do this with football contracts because we don't understand football contracts. And even I, who played the game, don't understand how some of this money works. But baseball, you know when a team is going to hit the point where they got to stop, or at least where they want to stop. And then, therefore, you can figure out a way to move money around only if you know the details of people's contracts. And Spoelstra gives you that.
All right. Now, you know how I could tell, man? This is how I know. Like, he weaved the girlfriend into it three different times.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she kind of held me with the second. Still, I had to shoot her a text. Like, hey, what are guy things? I'm oblivious.
Well, why did Hoff help you?
Because Hoff is taking...
I just texted Hoff. He's waiting on Judge to get signed. I just texted him.
That's the only thing he's contributing today.
I think he's also waiting for DeGrom to get signed with the Mets.
He was ornery yesterday. Yeah, boy Hoff was in a worked mood, man.
He was.
Hey, when it comes to sports betting, the best thing you can do is have a game plan before you place a bet. Make sure you know the game and how it works. Set a limit for how much time and money you want to spend. And never borrow money. Don't borrow money to place a bet. And if you need to, team up with a friend who can help you stick to your game plan. Remember, you're playing to have a good time, to have a little fun, get a little sweat, and that's it. Never chase your losses. Stick to the game plan. Know the signs of problem gambling. Learn more at oasis.ny.gov.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.